A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. Today, I want to talk about buyer's remorse. I think you know where I'm going with this. So I likened it today on a post that I made about having an open book test and failing it. So sometimes I give my students an open book test because I'm not really interested in them regurgitating, but I do want them to, I'm interested in outlining what I think they need to know that's important from the chapter. And so I'll give them questions and then say, hey, it's open book, just go and find these answers. And then we'll discuss it and do more like critical thinking and deep diving and all of that kind of stuff. But I need you to get this foundational thing together, right? And inevitably, someone, at least one or two people, will fail the test. Mind you, it's open book. Open book. It'll be on a specific chapter. Why will they fail the test? Because they either don't show up for the test and don't make up the test, or they show up for the test, but they haven't been paying attention. And so they don't understand that it's open book. Or actually, it's the third one. They don't bring their book, even though they know it's an open book. All right. So I have that analogy going for these folks who have voted one way and are now having buyer's remorse because they are seeing that they have been conned by a con man. Again, the open book test. If it looks like a con man, it's probably a con man. So I just find it fascinating the number of people. And some people I know, there's a couple. I don't fool with them no more. Like, you're dead to me. So stop reaching out. I'm never going to talk to you again. Like, you're dead to me. Because at best, you simple as hell. And at worst, you're a racist who thinks that I'm just the exceptional Black person. So I can't fuck with you. That's all. So, and that includes Black people who voted that way. I don't fuck with you either. Yeah. You're my kinfolk, but you're not my skinfolk. So the point is that people are having buyer's remorse and are doing these soliloquies, none other than Tucker Carlson. I may have contributed to that. I know I contributed to this and I feel, okay, first of all, Mr. Carlson, you've been doing this for like decades. This is not new. This is who you are. This is what you do. We know you hate us. You hate Black people. Got it. Like, you're on record. You're on record. You have never called for the death of anybody but Michael Vick and any Black person that you think did something to somebody. Everybody else, you know, you act like you don't see it, right? And you've been exposed, and this is why you're doing your mea culpa. Just keep your money coming. You've been exposed for saying one thing, right, while absolutely doing something else. That is called being a duplicitous hypocrite. All right. And that is the case with all of you. Y'all are mad now because you're just like, oh, I got fired. Oh, I had a job under Biden, but now I don't have a job. Oh, I'm going to this war. And it's not really a war because Congress never voted for it. So I don't even know why we're calling this conflict a war. But OK, you know, this unilateral decision by someone who seemingly is losing his mind. To go to war for whatever reasons. And, you know, there are countless numbers. I don't have time to recount why we might be starting a fake war with Iran of all people, which you don't want to go to war with because we already should learn that from the Carter years. But okay, Reagan, I guess we weren't paying attention. Again, open book test. So I guess we didn't learn that. But now, you know, and again, veterans, I do not understand because I'm looking at how y'all voted in Virginia and I'm like, what do y'all not get? What do you not get, right? You're not going to get a heavier weight in your job application because you are a veteran, right? The whole term transferable skills comes from veterans coming back from deployment who have skills that are not necessarily aligned with a particular job but are transferable to a particular job so that you can work. They got rid of most of your jobs in the government. DEI, you fall into that. They got rid of that. They're deporting your wives, telling them to come show up for something for you. And then when they get there, they're putting them in handcuffs and deporting them and sending them to countries that they're not even from. And still, too many of you all are voting the wrong way, right? They're making it harder for you to even vote when you're deployed. You can't even get ballots, right? And then in terms of mailed in ballots, now they're making laws where it has to be on the day of. If they don't get it exactly on the day of, it doesn't count. All right, so all this stuff is happening. What I need you to know is that we are failing the open book test. We are failing the open book test. I know we had a win in Virginia yesterday with the redistricting. But if you look at those early numbers, it was scary. We are failing the open book test. Now that we've already failed, actually, in fact, we've already failed. That's what I said in my post. People are like, oh, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it was. You had all the information you needed. Open book test. And you decided to either write different answers, look at a different chapter, or not participate. So now you don't get to do your mea culpa. I'm sorry. I forgot we're in America. Let me break it down. Now you don't get to do a cry for help and say, oh, I'm so sorry. Nope, nope, nope. We're going to remember, just like we remember the people who were Nazi sympathizers who came here. Just like we remember the people who escaped from, you know, allegedly from war-torn countries, and they pretend like they were the victims when they were actually the perpetrators. We're going to remember them. So we're going to remember you too. So there's nothing you can do, because I have to remember that you were okay with an insurrection that killed police officers that you claim to love so much and that harmed many people. I have to believe that you were okay with the pardoning of people who have been convicted of crimes before that, and many of whom have been convicted of crimes since they've been pardoned. I have to remember that you are okay with someone who was a convicted sexual batterer. I have to remember that you're okay with someone who is alleged to have participated in a pedophile ring. I have to believe that you're okay with someone who believes that Black people are less than human and are not and should not have anything. Should not have anything. I have to believe that you are aligned with someone who pretends to be Jesus and argues with the Pope. Now, y'all the Christians, I'm not even a Christian. He arguing with the Pope. Got the Catholic J.D. Vance arguing with the Pope. Telling the Pope to shut the hell up. It must be that one quart of Black that's running through his veins. I mean, you know, he is from Chicago and New Orleans. So they like, oh, he got a touch of Black in him that we know about. Let's just go ahead and start denigrating him and disrespecting him and treating him like no other Pope has been treated prior to him in modern day history. And so what I need you to know is that we failed the test. You blew the curve. And there's no coming back from it. So you're kicked out of the crew. And to my Democrats, and I'm not saying I'm a Democrat. I'm going to register as an independent because y'all getting on my damn nerves. But to my Democrats, if you want me to vote Democrat, I better not hear an utterance of trying to work across the aisle or pardoning people who were a part of this hateful, violent, murderous con. I don't want you working across the aisle with those kind of folks. I want you to get them out of there. That's what we want you to do. We want to restore order. We want to restore decency. And I know that sounds crazy coming from me, because I never thought we had it. Even before the Republicans took over. I never thought we had it in this country. Now it's just even worse. We want to go back to the what we can tolerate. We want to go back to where it's tolerable, where the discrimination is tolerable. The hate is tolerable. Because it's hard to function in a society when you know that people hate your guts. They hate to see you coming. And there's nothing you can do to change that. right? Like you can be the nicest person, you can be the smartest person, you can be the hardest working person, you can be the most educated person, you can be all of that, and at the end of the day, you're still nothing, right? That is how our president thinks about us, right? And that is how people who follow him think about us. So, Mr. Carlson, you can keep your, oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, you are going down in history as one of them, and you're on the wrong side of history, and you're just doing this because you don't want your kids and your grandkids to have that memory of you. But don't worry, they say by the after you're gone, like two generations after that, the people don't remember you anyway, so you should be okay. But yeah, for those of us who are still here, and I don't know how much longer we'll be here, because you know we live in America, so between all the gun deaths and the violence and the open shootings and just the all-out war and attack on Black women and the violence that is allowed to be perpetrated against Black women, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. But as long as I got breath in my body, you're the ops. Anybody who was rolling with 47 and 45, you are the ops. Period. All right, that's it. So what I need you to know is you can't just change course after you have caused destruction, and that when you have all the answers to the test and you fail to use it, you definitely don't get any empathy or sympathy or do-over. You just got to live with that F. You got to live with that F. All right, so tune in next week to a Black Executive Perspective podcast with Tony and Chris, who bring you all the knowledge that you need to know about trending topics and important things. And I will be on hiatus for a little while, but I'll be back. Not to worry. I'll be back because I got some things going on. But I will return. But until then, stick it out with Tony and Chris. I did that to make him laugh. With Tony and Chris. And definitely check out a Black Executive Perspective podcast. I'll still be doing the Burton Wire. So if you want to check me out on Substack, do that. But whatever you do, stay informed. Stay kind. Let's add that to the mix because we need that. Stay kind, stay focused, and stay Black. All right.
A Black Executive Perspective. Ooh.